Next dictation is on William Crowell, C-R-O-W-E-L-L, William, 31604, Dr. Huck, T. Dr. Huck. This is a follow-up note. Mr. Crowell is an 88-year-old Gemini, district IgG lambda multiple myeloma on Revlimid, 5 mg POQD, Neupogen once a week, and Decadron 20 mg POQ week period. He had electrophoretic studies in September, which showed the M spike to have slightly gone up. However, we repeated this in October, and the M spike was down to 0.9. Clinically, patient seems to be doing well. Last time, he had 18 days of Revlimid out of the 21 days because of low platelet count. Where he saw Dr. Dunn, his dentist, and there's a question as to whether he needs a tooth extracted. All the patient is totally asymptomatic. He complains of some back pain in the lumbar area. He claims that this is most likely spasmodic, and even after the spasm goes, he has some residual discomfort. He's had chronic numbness and tingling of his feet, but there's no change in the intensity or severity of the same. No bladder or bowel disturbances. Period back of history and physical development chart. Period back of recent electrophoretic studies were reviewed, where the M spike did go down from 1.2 to 0.9. IgG is down to 1,658. Russian multiple myeloma, IgG kappa, IgG lambda on low dose Revlimid, Neupogen, and Decadron. Poor prognostic features with bone marrow showing translocation 11-13. 30-40% plasma cells in November 2012. Number 2, low back pain. Number 3, chronic numbness and tingling of the feet for many years planned. CBC CMP today. Number 2, MRI of the lumbar spine. No IV contrast. Follow up after the above. Continue the Revlimid and Decadron along with supportive care with Neupogen. Back up again. I do appreciate care. Sincerely, Infusions from 10, 14, 13.